Let me remind you from the outside that a huge responsibility awaits you. The responsibility of serving the people, the central focus of your work in the coming months will be directed to speeding up the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement and to supervising government programs that meet our people needs.
That was President Kiir yesterday addressing the national legislature. The United States, United Nations officials and other observers have said the unity government has implemented the peace deal too slowly and selectively. In March, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, called on South Sudan's leaders to expedite implementation of the peace deal, address rampant violence in parts of the country, and allow humanitarian access to vulnerable South Sudanese facing violence and hunger. President Kiir says all branches of government should strive to implement the deal to put the country on the path of permanent stability. He also told the lawmakers to work towards preparing the country for national elections at the end of the transitional period, as called for in the peace agreement.
As we continue to implement the various chapters and provisions of the revitalized peace agreement, we should always remember that our final mandate in this process is to hold free, fair, and credible democratic elections at the end of the transitional period.
Article 1, subsection 20 of the peace deal requires that the reconstituted parliament adopt and review the South Sudan Political Parties 2012 Act with the best international practices for conducting the free and democratic registration of political parties after it is presented to the parliament by the Minister of Justice. On the recent political split within the SPLM in opposition, President Kiir called it an internal issue but also expressed concern that it could threaten implementation of the peace deal. He called the members of the party to resolve their differences peacefully.
The recent disagreement within the SPLM-AIO is a matter of concern to all of us, and I am urging our brothers and sisters within the SPLM-IO party to pursue dialogue and end this dispute peacefully. We have covered a long distance in our work to implement the revitalized peace agreement. This is not the time to allow an internal rift within the party to reverse the gains we have achieved. Let us all remain united in calling for dialogue as a means for resolving this dispute.
Parliamentary Speaker Germanu Nkumba used the inauguration of the parliament to draw attention of the country's leaders to ongoing insecurity, intercommunal violence and killings in several parts of the country and called for quick intervention.
The national legislature will work hand in hand with the executive and all partners to the peace agreement to ensure its full implementation. Accordingly, emerging situations that pose threat to the peace agreement shall be identified and addressed expeditiously to avoid escalation or further violence. In this respect, attention is drawn to the cases such as Meghani's, the situation in the three equatorial states of East, Central, and Western, the intercommunal violence in Warab and Lake states, and other areas.
Monday's inauguration of the reconstituted national legislature of 650 lawmakers is far behind the schedule of the peace agreement's timeline. The deal stipulates that the national legislature should have been reconstituted 8 months after the signing of the peace agreement, which was signed in September 2018. The deal further states that the duration and term of office of the national legislature shall run concurrently with that of the unity government until elections are held. The peace deal states that the transitional period of the unity government shall run for 36 months, preceded by 8 months of pre-transitional period. Under that timeline, the tenure of the current government should come to an end sometime in March of next year. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.